With everything going on in the world right now, back to school time this year is far from typical. This is Lisa Berry, and the start of the new school year has been very much altered by our current global health crisis in a lot of different ways. Dr. Wayne Baker is an author of the book All You Have to Do Is Ask and faculty director of the Center for Positive Organizations at the University of Michigan Ross School of Business, and is also the father of a son heading off to his first year of college. Dr. Baker recently wrote an article for Psychology Today about the parental dilemmas of reopening schools at this time, and he joins us now on 89.1 WEMU to talk more about that. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Lisa. Glad to be here.
You refer to reopening schools, colleges, and universities during our current pandemic as an experiment. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, it's an experiment because we don't know what's going to happen. We've never been in this situation before in anyone's living memory, and a lot of experiments are going on. And by that, I mean, you know, some schools are going to be entirely remote. Students can't come. Others are trying to do in-person classes or hybrid classes. Some are trying to do it completely in-person. Those are all different kind of experimental conditions, and we'll see what happens.
It seems like a very uncomfortable experiment to me.
Well, it's very uncomfortable, particularly as a father. We have one child who is now at his university outside of the state of Michigan. I won't name where it is. And he, you know, it was his time to go, but my wife and I are living in high anxiety, worried about him, worried about what happens when he comes home, worried about if something happens to us.
You cited a statistic in your Psychology Today article that 7 out of 10 U.S. parents believe it is a risk to their health and well-being to return their children to school. So that can't be making any of this easy at all for anyone.
No, it's really not. I would have to be in that group of, 7 of 10, and I would imagine that that number is going to go up.
Right. And we also live in Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, both university towns, and you cited statistics showing 76% of college students do want to return to campus. So there's a lot of questions and concerns surrounding that. It seems like the parents versus the kids, perhaps, a little bit in the situation.
Well, we could imagine that most of these college kids have been home with their parents now for months. And so even if all their classes are remote, for them to be off on their own, to be on college campuses again, is freedom for them. And I suppose if I were in that situation and I was 18, I would want to do the same thing.
A lot of uncertainty and anxiety around these decisions. You mentioned that in your article, and a lot of stress. So do you talk about how we can cope with all of this?
Yeah, one way we can cope is with reactive coping. That means you're reacting to a current situation or even a past fear. So things like, you know, meditation, taking care of your body, exercising, eating well, those are all ways of coping with kind of the here and now. But it's also important to do what I call proactive. It's also important to cope proactively, which means that you want to think about the future and, you know, how are you going to adapt to different possible scenarios in the future?
And how do you go about that? I mean, there are different ways to think about it, or different things to think about?
Well, what we've done and what I write about in the Psychology Today article is contingency planning. So I'll give you an example. So, you know, what if my son tests positive for COVID-19? You know, what's going to happen? What if he does not test positive, but, you know, there's a big outbreak at his university and school officials say, okay, you're all going home. What would we do then? So I'm in the high risk group, so we really have to think about, would he quarantine here? Would he quarantine someplace else? Could we talk to somebody, you know, in the community, you know, health department? There might be some options there as well. So you got to think through all of these different possibilities. Otherwise, you are caught completely unaware, and making rash decisions is never a good idea.
And here are all these local school districts and universities having to deal with all of this, all the pros and cons and weighing the benefits and the how it's going to work out if people stay home or if they come in. And do you think coping is part of what they're thinking about when putting all that together?
Yeah, I don't have inside information on that, but I would imagine that there is a lot of contingency planning taking place. I think just recently, the University of North Carolina decided to have all of its classes go remote, and they're trying to de-densify the campus. That was just announced because they had an outbreak once kids returned to college.
Last time we connected, you were in studio at WEM. You are now recording remotely, and I'm working remotely. And you were talking about your new book, All You Have to Do Is Ask, that came out a few months ago. Do you think there's some elements of that that we can apply to our current situation as well?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've been working at home here in Ann Arbor since April. I have not been into the university at all. And it does get kind of lonely, and you feel disconnected. And I think in those times, you really need to reach out and ask for help, ask for a connection, reconnect with someone that you haven't been in contact with for a while, ask for advice. You know, when I was working on that Psychology Today article, I consulted with a couple of my colleagues who I trust who also have kids in college and asked them for help. What are you going to do? What are your contingency plans? And I think it's very important now, maybe more than ever, to reach out and ask.
As someone who works for the Center for Positive Organizations at the University of Michigan, and because we're talking about coping and stress at this difficult time, do you feel like this is an extra stressful time for people? How concerned should we be about everyone's well-being at this point?
Oh, I think this is a unprecedented moment in anyone's living memory. A very, very stressful time, high anxiety. I've often mentioned to my colleagues that I think I now know the definition of uncertainty, that we really just don't know what's going to happen. We have hopes, we have plans, we have contingency plans, but we'll see how the experiment works out.
So in your Psychology Today article, your best bottom line advice that I read was, we live in challenging times. While we can't change the times, we can change how we adapt to them. Any advice along those lines?
Yeah, it's true, is that we can't change the times, but we can change what we do in those times. And so we can react. We can react in a way that does help us through meditation, taking care of ourselves, exercising, eating well. But I think it's also important to think proactively, to develop those contingency plans for possible future scenarios so you're prepared and you're ready and you don't have to make decisions at the last moment.
One of my favorite terms is, instead of react, respond.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like that's what you're saying.
That's right. That's right. You don't want to react to a very difficult decision. You want to have thought about it in advance as to what am I going to do if this happens or that happens. And there, you know, that actually reduces stress because, okay, I've got a plan. I know what I'm going to do if scenario one happens, scenario two, or scenario three.
That's good to realize that that can help reduce your stress as well. Dr. Wayne Baker, author of the book, All You Have to Do Is Ask, faculty director of the Center for Positive Organizations at the University of Michigan Ross School of Business. We'll put a link to your Psychology Today article with this interview on our website, wemu.org. Stay well, and thank you for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.